from a baseball standpoint, you'd much rather be having these discussions at in a better spot, but we have to accept it and own it, and I think we start doing that today. That's why we're all going to sit up here and try to provide answers to some questions about the season. I think it's fair to say that all of us are going to take some time here in the upcoming days and assess quite a bit, and then start forming some opinions and plans to continue to work to improve.
We can start with questions.
Yeah, I know we've asked Kevin a lot about this, but not you two guys. Based on the moves y'all made at the trade deadline and going for it, how disappointing with the way it turned out, and maybe what you learned from making those moves and going forward?
I don't know if disappointed. You're disappointed with where things ended up, but you also recognize that over any 2 months, you know, so much can happen. There's just, you want the most talent on hand that you can get your hands on in order to have the best chance to compete. But how it plays out over a couple months can go in, you know, any which way. So I think collectively as an organization, we're proud about some of the additions that we made. You know, their decisions looking back, you know, over the last 12 months, that in terms of how they played out, there's some we're really happy with, some less so, and that's the reality of it. But you know, the guys that we acquired came in here, you know, were great guys, great competitors, and I think really meshed with our club and gave us a chance. It just, you know, it didn't come together the way we wanted to at the end.
Yeah, Eric or Haim, because I know we've talked about this with Kevin a little bit too, but as far as just the philosophy of trying to find that niche between improving the offense but not hurting the defense. You know, pitching and defense was kind of your calling card when you made the playoffs all those years, and your run differential the last 4 years has obviously been nowhere near where it was during that period. How do you address that, and do you kind of rethink maybe how you were going? You kind of went from one side to the other side and try to find the middle?
Yeah, I think it's a good question, and it's something we talk about all the time. And I think, you know, you always want to have as balanced a club as you can. You always want to have as many complete players as possible. And we try to factor in the contributions that every player makes in any facet of the game. And ideally, we have players who are contributing in all those facets. At the same time, you can't run away from talent. And talent comes in different forms. And, you know, some players, that talent's more weighted to their offense. Some players, it's more weighted to their defense. Base running, what have you. And we try to look at all that and factor it all in. And we want to have as balanced a group as we can, but talent is still king.
Do you think you have to make some changes to get to that point?
You know, as Kevin said, I think, you know, there's a lot, and we need to step back, take a deep breath, and just see where we're at and look at everything and make sure we're doing a full assessment. You know, the things that we can do better, and at the same time, make sure we're not ignoring opportunities to acquire talented players wherever they may be.
Having said that, do you feel like you have looking at your team for next year on paper, and I know a lot of that's fluid now, but you do have a pretty solid base in catching, shortstop, and center field, pretty critical positions there, and your starting rotation. You feel like you've got a better base going into the offseason than maybe in seasons past?
Yeah, we feel really strongly that we have a lot of talented players. And you look around the diamond, and whether it's on the position player side or on the pitching side, it's nice to have a lot of different options. We also have now coming through the system a group of prospects that we think, you know, in the years to come are going to be able to augment that core and be part of that group. That's a good position to be in, but by no means, you know, are we satisfied. Obviously, we fell short of our goal this year, so we want to continue to build that group, but we think we're starting from a pretty good spot.
Kevin, during the offseason last year, you spoke about not wanting to ever have to talk about 68 again. This year we hit 80. Is 80 palatable enough to be able to at least talk about it in a positive way?
I think there were positives in there without a doubt, but the probably the disappointments outweigh those. I mean, I think we break camp with a goal in mind that we want to find our way to get into some postseason baseball. We haven't done that in 3 years. They're different, you know. Last year, there was probably some prep and planning that we were doing in the month of September. We were able to. This year, we haven't. This one stung a little bit more simply because of the position that we put ourselves in coming out of the break. I mean, we were feeling pretty good for good reason. We played well against the big series at home against Boston. We had the crowd support. The team was excited. We go on the West Coast and find a way to play pretty good. And then some things kind of spiraled from there. So I think you have to separate them, and you view them differently. It'll take some time, but if we begin to start accepting 80 or something that's not good enough, I don't know where we're going. So to answer your question, no.
How would you, I mean, it's a simplistic question, but the standings show how far you are from making the playoffs. But realistically, how far do you think you are, and how much do you have to do this offseason to close that gap?
Yeah, I mean, there's different ways to look at it, and I think we want to be as unbiased as we can be and as accurate as we can be with that. You know, on one hand, I think we won 80 games. On the other, we were, you know, the best record of teams in the American League that didn't make the playoffs, and it happened to have three teams this year in the American League that took a lot of the wins and left a lot of teams fighting for a much, you know, smaller share than I think what's typically there. So, look, somehow, some way, you know, we have to find a way to start scoring more runs than our opponents. And you mentioned the run differential over the last 4 years, you know, including the year before, Kevin, and being somewhere in the middle, being somewhere around zero plus or minus, wherever you are, that's not the desired outcome. So, you know, that's one hand of it. But on the other side, you know, being in that zero territory, usually you're not far off from things coming together, a player stepping up. And even after the disappointing season we had last year, we spoke to the belief we had in our core of players, and to what Haim said a little while ago, our minor league system and the strides of things we've been able to do there, you know, credit to scouting, player development, et cetera, we're in a much stronger position moving forward than we have been. So while our major league team over the last 4 years has been kind of hovering, you know, somewhere in the middle, you know, give or take, in a sense, what's coming underneath, I think, gives us optimism that, you know, as we move forward, there's reasons to believe we can separate north from where we've been.
Eric and Haim, question on, since you brought up the run differential, the three division winners this year were all teams in the bottom five in the American League in strikeouts for their hitters. And obviously the Rays have been at the top despite the home runs. How important is it to reduce that number going into the offseason and become a more productive offensive team?
Well, I think, you know, you just spoke to it, that there are some, you know, dynamic clubs in this league that have not struck out a whole lot. And that said, you know, year in, year out, sometimes there are very good clubs that do. You know, and we feel the way this year went, there were a couple of relatively small things that could have gone a little differently where we would have, you know, had a different outcome while still having an offense with a lot of strikeouts. That said, and Neil, you and I have talked about this, that we want to have complete players in every possible facet. And there's a lot of instances where it's really valuable to move the ball. And we want to develop players that are able to do that. We like to have as many players as possible that are able to do that. But it's, you know, it's not our goal to turn our head from, you know, away from good players who you may not do that as well if they bring other strengths to the table. So I think at the end of the day, it's about trying to balance all those things as well as we can. And, you know, put a group forward that we think has as good a chance as possible to score runs.
Guys, of all the potential free agents from this year going into this offseason, nobody's been here longer than Alex Cobb. Can you guys just talk about what Alex has meant to this organization?
A heck of a lot. I'm not sure where to begin, and could go on a lot longer than I will in this response. But, you know, Alex Cobb, from the competitor, from the person, from the teammate, you know, you all have been around him. You've seen him grow and develop and mature for – you know, some time here at the major league level. You know, he's a testament to the scouting side of things, an identification of a high school kid that was often overlooked. It's a testament to player development and a player that coming up through the system wasn't highly regarded. He wasn't a top 100 prospect. He wasn't a lot of those things. And that speaks to our player development system. But, you know, above all, it speaks to Alex Cobb and someone that, you know, be it some of the injuries and the things that he has faced and overcome, to just his history and his development path, he has earned it every single step of the way without a whole lot being handed to him, frankly. And, you know, I don't know what the future brings necessarily, but it's important that we, I think, all acknowledge and appreciate everything that he has meant to our organization, you know, to this point.
Kevin and you guys too, I mean, some of the statistics show you guys were like the best defensive team in the league. I think maybe some of us who watch from upstairs don't necessarily have that view anecdotally. I mean, do you think the defense is good enough? Do you think that can improve? And what impact did Hechevarria have on it once you got him?
There were some nights I didn't think we were the best defense either. I know what some of the websites and statisticians expressed, but I do think we did, for the bulk of it, play some pretty good defense. I think we have really, really good outfield speed that showed up, obviously highlighted by KK, but Steven Souza had a tremendous defensive year for us, and anytime Peter Borges is out there, he's going to add to that. Corey Dickerson made some big strides from last year to this year as a defensive player. Our defense, when we acquired Adani Hechevarria, for me, drastically turned. I thought he made everybody else around him better, and he also, you know, allowed us to do some things. He covers more ground. The routine play wasn't out. So in that regard, specifically about Adani, I mean, he's probably the best that I've seen in 3 years on a nightly basis. He's very similar to what KK provides in the outfield. Your next question was, do we feel that we're strong going into that in the offseason? Yeah. Yes. Yeah, we do. I think Wilson Ramos, Wilson came back. He worked really hard from a rehab standpoint. I don't know if he afforded himself the time to get back into baseball shape. And that's not an easy thing that you can do with playing games in the minor leagues and having your mapped out schedule. I think it took some time. But I thought we saw some strides made throughout the course of the season with him. I thought that you know, with probably more days off, I could have helped with that, would have kept him fresher, kept him a little cleaner, and I think we're going to see a stronger defender next year.
Back to Cobb for a second. Most everyone assumes that he will not be back next year. Is there a chance that that could be wrong?
Look, at this point, you know, we're still kind of decompressing from the season. And as Eric said, I mean, I think right now we want to appreciate, you know, everything he stands for. Great example for every young pitcher that we have in this organization. You know, you can never rule anything out. That'll be part of the conversations that we're going to have starting today, where we'll step back and look at different ways that this club could come together and see, you know, but there's no question, you know, the caliber of pitcher that he is.
Eric and Haim, you guys always have a lot of turnover every year. It's kind of part of how you do things. The 8 free agents, 12 arbitration eligible guys probably all won't be back. Do you see this year as particularly more vexing in terms of trying to piece it together? And would there be a scenario where you might, for lack of a less colloquial term, blow it up?
Right now, no answers. We've got a lot of questions and things that we've generated over time. And I think each passing year you spend with your wins and losses somewhere, you know, short of where you want to be, you ask the questions, some of them get louder, you know, and it's just the way it is. Naturally, I don't think the questions we ask ourselves are much different from the questions that are asked by people that follow our team very closely, be it our fans, be it the media. But at the end of the day, it's our job to be as disciplined as possible, to be as grounded in reality as possible, to, you know, to to try to remove as much of the emotion from it as possible in order to make the best decisions possible, again, possible for our organization. So, you know, it's a question that I think at any point we ask ourselves, but, you know, in the coming weeks here is I think we'll begin to, you know, kind of chart a clear path, hopefully, for the offseason ahead and what that means. But we're not to any point yet where anything is definitive.